Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Hey guys, welcome to Zuma's Thursday Night Health Education Call. My name is Zach Howell. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Zuma, and just glad to have you guys on the call with us tonight. We're going to be joined tonight by none other than the infamous Dr. T, and I think he may be on the line with us now as well. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping, T. I know Ken is usually the one on these calls with you when we do these Thursday Night calls, and he's actually doing a little traveling this week, and so I am his stand-in. So I might not do it exactly like Ken, but I thought I'd start off tonight just doing a little bit of housekeeping and just share with everyone a few exciting things happening at Zuma. And for those of you that don't know, you need to know, and if you do know, I'm sure you're already telling everybody you know about it, but two brand new products just hit the warehouse for Zuma Worldwide. The first is a relaunch of our Zuma Blast product. That product has been completely overhauled and redesigned, absolutely better than ever before, and a lot of new elements to that product. First and foremost, two flavors. The Zuma Blast, this is a pixie drink stick product that you can add into your water. It's just absolutely delicious. It's a product for everyone, all ages, from children to the grandparents. I mean, this is a product for everybody. But it's got a complete phytonutrient blend in it, which is a combination of whole food-derived fruits and veggies. 1.5 servings, to be exact, of whole food-derived fruits and veggies in each serving. We've added a complete immune system support blend with vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and there's a complete mushroom superfood blend as well. Man, it is just amazing. Two flavors, Grape Escape and Strawberry Dragon Fruit Lemonade. And it's a big debate in my house. I've got kids ranging right now today. Dr. T, this is going to make you feel old. I don't mean to. But my kids are now ranging in age from 13 to 18. And we've got a constant battle over which of the two flavors is the favorite. So awesome product. Awesome product. And then secondly, the really big one that I think is just absolutely taking our company by storm right now. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's buying it. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's loving it. And that is Zyome 365. And guys, this is a comprehensive daily gut health beverage. It is probably, in my opinion, the best tasting product we've ever released as a company. And those of you that know me, you know how much I love Focus Up. You know how much I also love the Blast. I love our metabolized protein products. But this Zyome, it's just absolutely amazing. I've not yet met two people to tell me that it tastes the same way. It seems like people are sort of picking up on hints of different things, depending on who's drinking it. You know, I've had people tell me that it tastes like, you know, fresh guava or mango. Somebody told me it tasted like a banana smoothie. It's like a fruit fusion. I mean, but it's just, guys, it's delicious. In fact, the ingredients in this product are absolutely amazing. The story behind it is even more incredible. This is a product that's got a very rich prebiotic blend of nutrients. It's also got a probiotic in it as well. But it's a product that's really designed to help, improve your microbiome in the body and help to, repair damage, that all of us are encumbering every single day to our gut lining, the mucosal lining of our gut. And I tell you, I just can't wait to see the testimonials. We've only had this product out. Those that have had it have probably only had it about a week now. But we're already hearing some amazing stories, and I can't wait to see the other stories that develop over the coming weeks. I will tell you that product, we've already put it into a couple new money-saving packages. There's some information about that in the back office, but I will tell you about a couple things. One, we just released a gut health restoration pack, which contains the Zyome 365, Zuma's probiotic, our assimilator product, and some X2O. Really just sort of that entire combination of products that help with the digestive system and, you know, really get us back into, you know, ultimate shape. And then on top of that, we also, you won't see it yet on the website, but it is available. And if you call in, we can help you get it. But we do now have a consumer package available with the Xyome 365 and X2O. So if you have new members that you want to introduce into the company that you feel could really benefit from that product, or even existing members on your team that, you know, haven't yet had an opportunity to try it, we have a consumer package for $199. It's a $250 package, member value, already discounted down to $200, $199.99, that contains that Xyome product. So definitely check that out. Just amazing product, and I tell you, we're just so excited about it. T, everybody at the office has been drinking it. I think it was the first time we've ever released a product that every single member of our corporate team took some home from the first day because they had to have it. And so we're all on board, and it's just it's been awesome. So, hey, with that, I do want to bring my very good friend, Dr. Michael Triglia, on the line with us. Dr. T and I have had an opportunity to work together here at Nzuma going on. Oh, T, what would you say, 15? Is it, you tell me, how many? 15,
we were there at the very first meeting, so 15 or 16 years ago, whenever you guys
came. Oh, my, yeah, yeah, so 2005. Yes. Man, that's awesome.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
I tell you what,
you know, yeah. We had the CPA there doing the meeting, if you remember that. Our good
I
friend
do?
At, yeah, so... That was launched at the first meeting, and I was there.
That's awesome. I do remember. Well, hey, well, thanks for you know, all that you do for Nzuma and the Nzuma family. I can't tell you how much we appreciate having you on board with us and just continuing to, you know, share the passion that you've developed for these products. And I know you had some things you wanted to share tonight, so I'm just going to turn the floor over to you. I'll be standing by, anything I can jump in on, just I'm right here.
Thanks, brother. And just as a housekeeping note, once in a while, I don't know why it is, so please stand by. My phone sometimes has been known to blank completely out. So if you don't hear me for like 3 seconds, then just jump in and I'll dial back in. So hopefully that won't happen. But if it does, be on standby.
No worries. No worries.
I want to just, you know, again, I want to thank everybody. Professor Zach, as I call him, because he's the intellectual guy that goes around and keeps everything, the glue that helps hold all the pieces together. And I've admired him since the day we met, and I was fortunate to meet, you know, Ron and Ken and Zach all at the same time. And we developed quite a relationship from that first day when I went sitting in there going to Nzuma as a favor to someone. I didn't need to go, not for me. You know, I'm a doctor. I know everything there's to know. Ha ha. And I walked out of there so blown away, I just couldn't figure out ways to help. So I want to humbly thank Zach and Ken and Ron have always given me since day one sort of free rein to speak my mind and what I think about health and wellness, because the thing I love about Nzuma is they're not there to sell vitamins. We all need to make money. We all need to have a prosperity plan. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I believe we should be ultra wealthy. But the problem is many companies don't really believe in what they do. They believe in selling a product. And this call tonight is just one of those areas to prove the power and the strength of Nzuma's commitment, where they give me free rein to talk about healthcare with no limits and to speak about chiropractic profession. As many of you may know, I am a doctor of chiropractic. Have been so well over 30 years. And so we decided this month is the anniversary of chiropractic. So I'm going to go over a few points you may or may not know and how chiropractic works, why it works, and why do we need Nzuma if chiropractic works so well. So we're going to talk about those things. I do want to throw in my own little plug for Xyome. I have had a few challenges. Some of you know them, some not so much, but I have to say I started taking it, and you're right, we've had it not quite a week. And wow, I'm really excited about the potential of what this is going to do for gut health. And whether you have symptoms or not, everybody needs to be on the Zyome, the gut health, because that's where the process, the X2O is good, but it's like we talked about. If it's not getting in the cell, what good is water? And that's why the X2O is powerful. It cleans up the cell. Well, the Zyome is, in my opinion, is going to help heal and smooth over the gut lining that better lets us absorb a lot of our nutrients. And I will tell you, if you want a different taste, it recommends, I think it says between 8 and 12 ounces of water. Of course, I use my X2O water, but it really makes a difference. So it depends on what strength you like or what flavor of strength you like. But you take 8 ounces versus 12 ounces of water with the same, it has a cup in it that you measure it with, it will indeed give you a different flavor and a different taste. Not necessarily different effect, but a different flavor and different taste. So play with it until you get what's comfortable for you. So let's go back to chiropractic and find out when all this started and what it's all about. Really simply, chiropractic started in 1895. Just as a side note, that's the same year X-ray was invented. And what had happened was there was this magnetic healer way back in time. They healed. They still use magnets today as some form of helpful healing of the body. But this gentleman by the name of D.D. Palmer was a magnetic healer. But he felt there must be a better way and a faster way to get healing to take place. They believed back then about the systems of the body, the central nervous system being one, but the vascular system, all these systems is what makes the body work. But chiropractic started taking off looking at another pathway, and that is, wow, the central nervous system really controls the entire body. The brain is like the main box, and it sends a message down the spinal cord that's housed in the spinal column, and then those nerves exit to all. Listen to what I'm saying. I didn't say some or most. I said all parts of the body. Your central nervous system is so vast that if I were to take off all your bone, your blood, your skin, and just leave your central nervous system, I can still tell you are you. So there are miles and miles and miles of nerve endings that go everywhere, all the way down to your fingertips, all the way down to your toes. And again, every point of your body and every organ and every tissue, heart, liver, lungs, spleen, kidneys, male and female organs, everything is run from that central nervous system. So one day back in 1895, Dr. D.D. Palmer in his little office was sitting up there, and Harvey Lillard, who was sort of the janitor, happened to come in as Dr. D.D., so the story goes, was sitting there contemplating the anatomy. And he was going over in his mind this structure and function thing. And he thought, you know, if this is true, the central nervous system runs everything, I wonder what would happen if there was some pressure on the nerve. Well, it just so happens, as Harvey Lillard was walking back and forth past his desk pushing a broom, Dr. D.D. noticed a large knot on the base of his neck. And Harvey had been deaf for many, many years. He had picked up a large box, and he heard this loud pop, and Harvey couldn't hear any longer. So D.D. got thinking about that and was looking at Harvey, and he wrote this down to him. He said, look, when did this occur, and did it occur as we think? And he wrote it all out, and Harvey agreed to everything. So Dr. D.D. decided, well, what can it hurt? So he convinced Harvey to lay across his desk. He cleared his desk and put Harvey down, and he palpated, felt the neck, and he made what was called the first chiropractic adjustment. And so the story goes, Harvey stands up and says, I can hear the horses in the street, because back then, of course, they still had horses in the street. So that was the power of the first adjustment, a man going from not being able to hear to being able to hear completely clear after that adjustment. Chiropractic moved on, and B.J. Palmer, D.D.'s son, sort of, D.D. was the inventor, but B.J. was the mastermind behind the marketing, trying to get the word out, and tied in with people like Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, and used their circus animals many times to attract people to them, and then being able to have crowds to explain chiropractic. And from that point, from 1895 on, it was born. And today, only a chiropractor can analyze your body for what we call subluxation and correct them. So what we do is we look for these subluxations, these misalignment of the vertebra, that may or may not, and here's the key, they may not cause symptoms early. See, that's another difference in medicine. Chiropractic is now the world's largest drug-free healing art, but what our belief is that God made the body to heal itself. We just do crazy stuff throughout life that fouls it up. We fall off horses. We fall when we start to ride bikes. Slip and fall on ice as we ice skate. Play sports. 10-mile-an-hour car accidents or greater. We sit today and with our head down, buried either in books or a computer or texting. And what I used to see in people in their 30s and 40s, I'm now seeing in people 8 to 12 to 20 years old. It's so bad we have a diagnosis called text neck. If you can imagine your neck being perfectly straight with your chin over your chest, your eyes looking in the horizon, every time your head juts forward and or looks down, you're aggravating the base of that neck. That's why many of us are having extreme neck pain or shoulder pain, top of the chest, behind the blade, or down the arms and hands, because those nerves that come out of the base of the neck innervate, give energy to all of those areas. As a matter of fact, I teach the martial arts also, some of you know that, and one of the things we do, if someone were to throw, just pretend like a roundhouse punch at your face, we block it, and then we have a certain striking technique, we go right up into the armpit, because the armpit is where those nerves are the most superficial that go down the arm and hand and will actually just kill that arm. That arm will go almost completely dead if you hit it hard enough in the right spot in that armpit. So the central nervous system is extremely powerful and does a lot. So let's move on and talk about who does go to the chiropractor then. Who should go? Children. Yes, we have children. My first adjustment was all my kids. I was in the delivery room when they were delivered. All three of them were adjusted the very first day. Pregnant women and infants. Today I had two pregnant women in my office. I have wonderful letters because we've got great tables that can help me adjust them a little bit differently. Now, many people who have been to doctors of chiropractic believe, you know, this is forceful, loud thrust and got to have pain. No, there are many different techniques that we utilize. I didn't use the same technique on my brand new born child that I did on Mike Hall, the world's strongest drug-free powerlifter, who lifted in three combined lifts over 2,200 pounds. So believe me, he stood at 6'4 and weighed 400 pounds. You better have different techniques for all of that. We have, of course, blue-collar workers, many athletes we treat of all levels. Office workers have become huge today. Students, teachers are probably my largest professional group, only seconded maybe by nursing and the medical field. Believe it or not, most of the medical field comes to me because they can't be drugged up while they're at work. They need the pain gone and their body functional and their mind completely clear. Anyone working in one position, people looking down a lot, we have families come in. And we also have the elderly. 94 is the oldest patient I've ever attracted and treated. I had a 92-year-old actually in today. You and your family will benefit from regular chiropractic visits just as you do with periodic dental visit checkups. People say, how often do I have to go? Well, that depends on you. I get adjusted once a month. My wife, my staff, my patients, my family. So therefore, my patients, I recommend at least once or twice a month, because we will find this subluxation long before it becomes a problem. So, again, many reasons that you might need chiropractic or chiropractic checkup, but just to name a few, to enhance your natural healing ability. You know, again, we don't believe that the body's just a mass of different groups creating one big mass that has care. No, we believe each individual section needs care to create 100% function. You know, we go by Dorland's Medical Dictionary that states, health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. And so that's what we do. That's what we're looking for. How can we enhance the body and enhance not only strength, but things like flexibility, muscle balance, endurance, and strength? So that's why we add to what we do things such as fitness. Why would we add fitness if chiropractic is so powerful? Because, again, chiropractic is strictly balancing the structure externally. And so we're able to do that very, very well as doctors of chiropractic. But sometimes you need to be able to strengthen the muscles or again, get them more flexible. And that's why we incorporate things like fitness programs, much, much stretching. I see today a lot of people are fairly strong, but their flexibility is very poor. The worse that is, the worse their health becomes. So what causes subluxation? Subluxations are caused by many things: accidents, falls, sports injuries, birth stress. When the babies are born, a lot of times, the OBGs, you can't believe how much pressure many times they'll put on their neck. Other traumatic experiences, from things like car accidents or, again, falling off horses or out of trees, to simply bad posture. But stress can come in many areas. You know, it can be emotional, mental, spiritual, financial. All these things create muscle tightness. Now, you see, if you didn't have 600 muscles that surround this spine, it would be a lot easier. I could just stack you back up and send you home. But the problem is stress creates tightness in those muscles, and unless you're standing perfectly straight all day, one side of those muscles wins and begins to pull the neck out, mid-back out, low-back out, pelvis out, therefore sometimes maybe swelling the disc, hitting the nerve, and you may or may not have pain, but eventually you will. Let's talk about this. A 140-pound person, normal gait, just normal walking throughout the day, creates 650 pounds of shock through the ankles, knees, hips, and low back. Question, how many steps do you think you take in a day? And are you stretching intermittently throughout your day? If you're not, you're creating this long-term poor health pattern. Healing from subluxation damage, like growth, is a process. It's not magic. It doesn't happen at once. It takes time. Suppression of the symptoms with drugs may make you feel better in the short term, but is not the same thing as healing. Remember, if the problem, if you're just looking at the problem superficially, well, to me, if your arm is bad, then I would just cut it off. And now, I can give you enough drugs, enough morphine, you wouldn't feel a thing. Now, you'll stand there, bleed to death, and die, but you'll die happy. So it's not about do you have pain or not. It's about why you don't have pain and can we do it naturally. There are books, if you go to a doctor of chiropractic's office, that will take, you have 7 vertebrae in the neck, 12 in the mid-back, 5 in the low back, then you have a sacrum, a pelvis, 2 hip bones, and a coccyx. So all of those bones I just named have nerves on either side that, again, innervate the entire body. Just for example, C6 works the neck muscles, shoulders, and the tonsils. C7 works the thyroid gland. So you can be having shoulder or neck or elbow pain because that lower neck is out. But again, why? Because structure has a direct link to function. So what happens, though, let's take the neck with 7 vertebrae. You could have an injury some time ago that no one corrected, and the spine, let's call it, tilts. Well, when it tilts, there's a disc between every vertebra. Those discs are 70% water. Well, if they are tilted and those muscles lock out of place, you're going to have that misalignment, and then that disc is going to start wearing down unevenly. When that does, you're going to have more damage on one side of your neck than the other. And once again, much like the front end of your automobile, your wife could have driven it today and knocked the front end out of alignment, but you may not know about it for 10,000, 15,000, 50,000 miles down the road when the steering wheel starts to rattle. Do you believe your answer is to cut off the steering wheel? No. It's to balance the front end. And that's what we do, the same concept with a body. Will you feel a dramatic improvement right away after your first adjustment? Maybe. Some do, some don't. I had a lady come in today. She's 37 weeks pregnant, and she had just seen another chiropractor last week, did not like him for whatever the reason. She decided to try us. We encouraged her about stretching and why it's important. We talked to her about the power of X2O also, and I'll get into that in a minute. Point is that she walked out and said, I'll be telling all my friends about you. I feel the best I have felt in years with just one adjustment. Others, you're so acute that it takes us a little longer and we have to start you like we would a 3 to 5 year old child. Let's talk about the education for a moment of a doctor of chiropractic. Some people think we go to school from the back of a matchbook and, you know, in a weekend, a long weekend, you can become a doctor. Well, if that ever happened, those days are so far gone. I want to just give you a couple of numbers here, for example. In our course, compared to be a doctor of chiropractic to a GP or a doctor of medicine, just anatomy alone, we study 540 hours. They study 508. For diagnosis, we study almost 630 hours. They study 320 hours. X-ray, we study 360 hours. They study 148. So get ready for a shocking number. An average GP graduating as a general practitioner studies approximately 4,248 hours, with medicine concentrating after all of their hours on pharmacology, immunology, and general surgery, and a doctor of chiropractic specializes on spinal adjustments, kinesiology, movement of the body, and advanced radiology. So all told and done, the GP spends 4,248 hours, but we'll spend about 4,485 hours. Kind of shocking. Most people don't realize we spend more time in school than a GP does. Again, chiropractic occupies a singular, unique place in healthcare with roots in both modern and ancient healing. And that's what I like. Like I said, we still believe God made the body to heal itself. We just do stupid stuff throughout life that fouls it up. We overeat. We underexercise. We overstress ourselves. We're bent over computers all day today and texting, head down, and we wonder why we have neck pain. So all of these things are critical to turn your healthcare around. But chiropractic works spreading healing and health over your whole body. We don't work on just, you know, you may come in and tell me your neck and shoulder hurts, but I'm going to check your pelvis. I'm going to check your leg length because you can have a misalignment of the leg. Let's talk about that. How does that work? People come in all the time and said, you know, I was told my left leg is a half inch shorter than my right. How can that possibly be? Well, it's fairly simple. The femurs, the hip bones, attach into the pelvis, and they should be side by side. They should be equal. But sometimes, let's say you've strained the muscles of the back, the left side muscles perhaps may shorten, and if they do, they're going to draw that leg up and make it appear short. But once I usually release the muscles, unless you've had any surgical intervention or some bad breaks, once I work on those muscles, stretch you and adjust you, 9 times out of 10, we can balance that right back out. So all those things become critically important from, like I said, childhood, babies, newborn babies, brand new mothers, mothers-to-be, athletes, executives. There's no group of people I can't think of we haven't treated over the 30-plus years I've been doing what I do. So the question comes up sometimes, well, Dr. T, if all that is true and as good as you say it is, how good is your success rate? Well, it's kind of interesting. Most all chiropractic success rate is around 80% successful. Look up any medical profession and tell me how many of those you can come back and truly say is 80% successful. Not many. And so we're proud of our, do we get everybody well? No, we don't. But what we do do is as we look at the person, we have a team of other physicians. This is my philosophy now. I've had 5 different orthopedic surgeons work in my office because there does come a time where we've let the body go too long, too far. And so what we need to do is have an intervention. We have to have something stronger than what we're doing to break perhaps the inflammation or to break the joint up so we can move it, to break the muscle up so we can unlock that joint. We even have a very advanced technique called MUA. It's called manipulation under anesthesia, where there have been cases where people have actually been anesthetized, put to sleep to relax that muscle enough so the doctor of chiropractic can move it. We then also have many specialties. DACBRs, or Doctor for the American Chiropractic Board of Rankinology, where they study radiology in you know, extreme advance. There's some for pediatrics. We even have a chiropractic vet program now. For those that really like the athletic end, you're able to get your bachelor's in nutrition, your master's in exercise science, and then your doctorate in chiropractic. So chiropractic is quite powerful, and if any of you decide to take a look at it, let me know. Life University is now the world's largest down in Marietta, Georgia. I'd be happy to get you a tour set through there. So one of the final questions people ask me, well, Dr. T, if chiropractic's all that in a bag of chips, why do we need Zuma? Well, remember me telling you earlier that we use exercise as part of what we do? Well, That's not part of chiropractic per se, but it's something chiropractic recognizes as beneficial to strengthen the body. All the years I was in chiropractic, I had a good fitness program that I liked and did fairly well because of the martial arts, could teach stretching and all that. But I continued to search and search and search for a nutritional. I need a nutritional company that I can talk with, again, that wants to sell healthcare, not sell vitamins. Just like I don't want to sell chiropractic, I want to sell wellness and healthcare. Chiropractic happens to be a big part of that. I had flown to a company out in Tennessee just 16 years ago when I met Zuma, about a year before that, because they claimed to be big in the nutritional field, looking for wellness experts. Not that I consider myself an expert, but I knew quite a bit of what I was doing in that field. I went to talk to them about health and wellness. They didn't want to hear it. All they want to know is, can I sell this vitamin C? I packed my bags. I was out in the middle of the country, Ohio, I believe it was, or Tennessee. Flew home. Didn't even go over their product or program. I was so disillusioned. To be frank, when I heard about Zuma, startup company, there's only two things that drove me there. I happened to know vicariously Ron Howe. He didn't know who I was, but we were in another company together, and his integrity seemed to be very strong, and a friend of mine asked me to go as a favor. We were going to talk about water. I'm a freaking doctor. What idiot doesn't know you need to drink water? I didn't need to be there, but I'm going to spend the weekend with these guys. When I walked in and realized what an idiot I was, as they started, you know, Zach and some other of the members that were there that day, along with Ron and some of the corporate staff, Ken, Dr. Marsh, they were all there, and the things, everything they shared with me just stuck like glue. I went from drinking maybe a glass of water a day to trying to move instantly that weekend toward 100 ounces a day filled with X2O three times a day. I'd gone through an issue with my father's health. I was ready to turn my life around. That's when I realized that chiropractic is so powerful with structure and leads to the function of the body in a very great way. But what do we look at internally? What's the structure of the body and how can we help it? So that's where we came up with the idea that there are three major problems internally, and that's poor hydration, poor pH, and poor mineralization. I believe after talking to the team there, after if we could get that balanced out and I could balance the body externally, we could, man, start getting tremendous healing things. And so it has been, and that's why 16 years later, Zuma's, thank God, still allowed me to be a part of them, and I'm so happy to be a part of their team. So, yes, there are many great products, and what you need to do, because this call is designed for the new person, if you are new, get with your upline or call the corporate, tell them where you are physically, because we have a lot of great products, but you got to figure out where you're going to start. But for me, I believe that all the products are worthless. I know Zach's probably falling off his chair now. If you don't start off with the X2O. X2O is our foundational product, and I have always been a big promoter and pusher of that, because if we don't clean the cell up, we don't get the nutrients in the cell, we don't get the minerals in the cell, so you can be more functional at more 100%, so that body is functioning 100%. So for my bang for my buck, I always have X2O first every single day. Start off with it, end with it. I even take the X2O PM at nighttime, just took some a few minutes ago for this call. So with that, I want to say thank you for taking a little time. Hopefully you understand the wellness and the health end. And again, we've had orthopedic surgeons work in my office. I have GPs that I send people to, neurologists, internal medicine, neurosurgeons. I have no problem saying I don't know what that is. It's beyond what I understand. Let's get another opinion. But I believe I can help over 80% of the people, and God has allowed me to do so. Prayer's got to be first. Balance the external structure, then balance the internal structure. Get your mind clear. Put it on a fitness program, your body, and you're going to have health, because health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. I could care how long I exist on this earth. If I'm going to be here, I want to live. And to live, you need to be healthy. And to do that, you follow Zuma's plan, and you got a great shot having a great lifetime. So with that, Dr. Professor Zach, I'm going to bring you back in the picture. Let me know if I missed anything, and we'll roll from there, brother.
No, sir. Hey, that was fantastic. And I tell you, you know, I bet there was someone on the line tonight that you know, had their wife on the phone with them, or someone had their husband on the phone with them. And when you said, you know, all the Zuma products are worthless, they were in the background saying, I told you, sir.
I told you so.
before you said without the X2O. I tell you, you know, I was, you know, I feel bad. I have to confess to you. I feel bad sometimes when you and I get together and I get to see you in person, and because I feel guilty, because you know, for myself, I'll bring this full circle in a second. For myself, I know a lot about computers. I didn't used to always tell people that, right? Because it didn't used to be cool to be a nerd, but now now it's kind of cool, right? And so you know, but people who know me know that. And so you can imagine a lot of times when I see friends I haven't seen in a while, I get, you know, questions like, you know, which laptop should I buy for my daughter heading off to college?
Exactly.
Or Zach, can you take a look at my computer? I got this, you know, it's just not working as well as it used to. And so I feel bad because, you know, I know how I feel in those moments. And when I see you, I'm like, Dr. T, can you please just lay me down on this curb?
Do anything
give me an adjustment. Which is probably, you know, that's probably the blessing and the curse to knowing and being able to do what you can do. And I tell you, we just thank you for sharing tonight. And I know, you know, what a success you've had personally with these products, but also with your patients. And, you know, I tell you, if you just, you know, take a look on Google putting in two words, hydration and chiropractic, the amount of results you get back telling you how important the two are together is just unbelievable. And I know you've seen that firsthand. And so I appreciate you sharing with us tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and close it up. I just want to say thank you to everybody for being on the line with us. If you have not yet had an opportunity to check out these new products that we were talking to you about, Zyome 365, that Dr. T alluded to as well in the beginning of the call, the brand new Zuma Blast, you guys definitely give those products a shot. I tell you, and if you haven't, I will give you a, you know, not that everybody is in the area that they can get to Dr. T, but if you can and you can get on his list, hey, phenomenal. But if not, and you've never had an opportunity to, you know, go see a good chiropractor, it's incredible. In fact, when you were talking about Tech Neck, I was thinking about my daughter who's at college right now. And I need to talk to you about that, because she's on the hunt for someone she can go see in her college town. And I know you probably know somebody who knows somebody, so I'll reach out to you about that. But she was just complaining to me about that the other day because of the amount of time she's on her computer, you know, doing schoolwork right now. And so if you haven't ever, you know, taken advantage of an opportunity to see a great chiropractor to get that adjustment, definitely do it. So, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate everyone. And let's go out and have a great rest of the week and weekend. We appreciate all that you guys are doing to help us spread the word of Zuma. So, guys, good night. Dr. T, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you, Zach, again. Great speaking with you. We'll be speaking soon, brother.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Take care.
Good night now.
Bye-bye.